Well, you know that the Aussies are over in the Windies at the moment with their white ball campaign, but the Australian domestic summer was announced yesterday, and it's a good chance to touch base with Chris Rogers, the coach of the Victorian Sheffield Shield team, who's been good enough to join us today. Good morning, Buck.
Morning, Harp. How are you?
I'm well, mate. Nice to have you back on the program. It's been a while. Have you been well?
Very good, thank you. Haven't had too many winters in Melbourne, to be honest, so... Yeah, it's been an experience, hasn't it? But it's great to be.
Well, you get to know the inside of your house these days. So that's the good part. You found nooks and crannies you never knew existed in winter in Melbourne. Don't worry about that. How excited were you? Were you pumped? Did you go through a forensic comb of the fixture yesterday that was announced for the Shield Summer and the Marsh One Day Cup as well when it was announced?
Oh, it's good to just have them out, really, and we can get into the planning. I guess there's been a lot going on with everything that's happening in the world, and also that trying to get these fixtures out. I think it's been a bit of a challenge for the people who've been responsible for it. There is a lot going on, so just grateful it's happened, and hopefully it can go ahead and this virus doesn't cause too many more problems for us.
So it kicks off on September 28th, the Shield season. Victoria play New South Wales to open the season at the City Power Centre at the Junction Oval. What's the planning like from you for now? I mean, have you had an inkling of what it would look like from a timeline perspective and been able to plan accordingly, or is this all new information?
No, we've had a bit of an idea what that looks like. This is really a second draft, so we play a couple of one-day matches originally on September 11th and 15th. So we have a few games planned against New South Wales before that. We'll be preparing for that. And then following that, it's a bit of a two-week break where, we're leading into the Shield. So there'll be some Red Bull preparation leading into the season, but, probably that 2 week break after the one day games, it'll be full on, because it's a fair bit of cricket that comes up pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chris, having six Shield games before any Test matches is played, how beneficial is that for whether it be a James Pattinson, a Marcus Harris, or a Will Pekowski to get a good base in at domestic level?
Yeah, morning, Whitey. I think the great thing is there's enough games there that if you're good enough, you'll find a way. If it was one or two games, you could easily just miss out on it with a couple of good deliveries if you're a batsman, or a couple of bad decisions, or a couple of drop catches if you're a bowler. So over the length of six games, you think that the cream will rise to the top, and hopefully we'll see a number of the Victorian players putting their hand up for Australian selection.
So from a point of view of where you're at the moment, just for our listeners, give a bit of an insight as to how long you've been back in pre-season training. There's obviously a sort of a scattered approach from the youngsters through to the seniors. You've got your captain playing over in Middlesex at the moment. So how do you bring it all together?
Yeah, it's been a challenge. There's a lot of moving parts at this stage. I guess from my point of view and knowing what it was like to be a senior player, I actually didn't do many pre-seasons, to be honest, Whitey. But I think there's a lot of responsibility putting into them that they can really take care of themselves. They know what they need to do to prepare. And we can really put a lot of focus on the younger guys. We have a big group of probably inexperienced players, almost two-thirds of the squad, really. So we've put a lot of focus on them, developing them, not just in the nets, but kind of sitting down and trying to understand the game a bit more, and that will flip once the season starts. There will be more on the senior players, because they're going to be our main players. So everyone seems to understand those concepts, and at the moment there's it's a really good feeling amongst the squad, and hopefully we can carry into that the first game and beyond.
Well, there seems to be a bit of a shift in the philosophy from Cricket Australia, Buck, about what the Sheffield Shield is and what it should look like from a format perspective, and just some of the way it's projected. There's no night day-night games anymore. There was for a couple of years. There hasn't been for the recent years. But there's no day-night pink ball games. And now, after a trial with the Duke's ball for one half of the season and the Kookaburra for the other, they're going back to the Kookaburra full-time now. Is this the right way? And why the change, do you think?
Look, I think there's value in all those things that you're talking about, Harf. It's probably what they see as the right thing to do. With the juice ball, it's great in terms of, you know, getting our players to be able to play swinging ball, use a swinging ball. But equally, we found that, you know, the spinners just didn't come into the game. And if you look at the schedule for the Australian team over the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, there'll be a whole heap of matches played in Asia. So, you know, that ability to play spin is really going to come to the fore, and bowl spin, to be honest. So I think that's been a bit of a focus, really. We've got to get back to being able to have awareness around spin in our game, and that's probably one of the reasons they've done it. And yeah, the day-night games, I'm not too sure why. Maybe even a similar concept, but yeah, that's the way they've decided to go.
And from a Victorian perspective, with the one-day cup leading into the Shield, will we see some opportunities given through that one-day cup to develop some players and see whether or not they've got what it takes for you to want to put them into the Shield, or will you just have a sort of a one-team format and see what happens?
Well, I think the teams will slightly vary between the one-day cup and Shield cricket. I think, you know, as we go along, it's becoming more and more specialised. However, I think last year we probably got caught on the hop a little bit with the amount of cricket we had to play in the back half and the need to rest players at times because they just wouldn't have been able to manage the load. So, but this year, I think, this season, I think there's a bit more in terms of space, in terms of the gaps. So I'm pretty sure we'll be able to play, you know, nearly our strongest side in most games. So if that means playing the senior players, then so be it. No doubt there will be opportunities for younger players, because if you look at our squad, you know, we've got so many of them. So at some stage we're going to have to play younger players and even opportunities for other people outside our squad, if they can put up their hand and push for selection, who knows what will happen there.
Well, we probably should ask you about your best young player, which is Will Pukowski, and how he's going, because obviously his season finished prematurely with that shoulder injury. Is he back to somewhere near full strength at the moment? Is he back batting and doing all those sorts of things, or is there still a way to go?
A long way to go. His shoulder injuries are just, you know, they can take so long. And this one was a big surgery. So he's kind of, I think he's doing, I know he's doing a little bit of work with his dad, just with a tennis ball and just doing some basic stuff. But he's targeted the first Shield game, so that's excellent for us. And, you know, for a player like him, I don't think he will probably need a lot of time to get back into the groove of things. So, yeah, trusting that, you know, come kind of September, he'll be ready to go. We'll get him in facing the bowlers in the nets, and hopefully that first Shield game he's playing, because I think if he gets a good run at it, we'll see him playing in the Ashes.
We'd like to see that, absolutely, no doubt, for Will Pukowski in Australian and Victorian cricket as well. And we can't wait to see you back out there leading from the front, Buck. Always appreciate your time. Look forward to spending a lot more time with you through the summer as it comes around.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Chris Rogers, the coach.